What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Continue with your calls here in just a moment, talking Pete Alonso and the Mets and free agency. Now, I didn't tell you this yet, BT. I wanted to save it for the air.
Oh, I like this.
I got a call yesterday. I was sitting back in the office with Hoff, and I'm waiting for the doctors to call me back. Like, I got to get cleared for the eye surgery in a couple of weeks. It's just such a freaking hassle. I wish I didn't have to deal with this. Anyway, so I'm waiting for the doctors to call me back, and I see a number that I don't recognize come up, and I pick it up. Hello? Hey, it's Aaron Boone.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm like, serious? Hey.
Are you serious?
He goes, oh, I thought this was BT.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Wait, what?
He goes, I thought this was BT.
You know, he knows who he's got to ask for. All right, keep going.
Know, yeah.
I'm perking up now.
Would you want that Yankee homer? No, I reached out.
Okay.
And we are trying to line up a baseball card little game here with Booney. He wants to be a part of the BT and Sal Pull Your Card.
Now I know that's been in the works for a while.
Yes,
and we're doing
finally,
big. So he called you. Wait,
yes.
So we were talking about this in the office. You guys were just playing possum?
I told him I wanted to surprise you on the air.
Love
so
it.
I told him to, you know, kill that. Hoff almost blew the surprise on the air.
Huff.
I wasn't expecting that yesterday.
Wow.
But we talked a little Eagles. He's fired up about his Eagles.
Oh,
we had a quick
Booney
conversation. But it was funny. I thought he came with the one liner. Like, oh, I thought this was BT.
That is great. That is fantastic. Now, was he very enthusiastic? Hey, BT! Or was it confused?
I mean,
I'm just teasing.
He knew who he was calling.
I got you.
But he busted my chest
that
about
is
saying
fantastic.
He wanted BT.
That's going to be a blast, dude.
I hope we get it done. We're trying
no,
to
what
figure
do you mean?
Out.
Of course we're going to get it
I'm
done.
I'm just trying. We got to figure out a date.
Yeah.
And I said we could come to you. You could come to us. We'd love to have you in studio.
We got to go to the stadium.
Yeah, I mean.
You mean come here?
No,
we got to go to the stadium.
Get him in here. What are you talking about? Get him in studio for we'll do some interview, have the baseball card.
I mean, I'm not saying no to that. I'm certainly not saying no. But what would be better, us going there and hanging in his office and having a catch or what?
Whatever. What do you mean I want to get him?
I'll bring him Michael Love.
It's the off season. They're not letting anybody in.
Whatever is easiest for him, we will do and try to line it up. But I would expect that we're going to be playing.
Very nice.
Now,
very nice.
Here's the other thing. I asked him what years he's good at.
Okay.
What's the window? Because I told him we basically go, as he knows if he listens to it, but we basically go, like, you're better 84, 85,
yeah,
86.
Well, he's about our age. He's 50, right?
Okay.
Is he 50?
So
I think he's 50.
He said anywhere from 80 to 90.
Oh.
I did some research.
He's going down.
Like, I know.
Hey, we're
going to
crush
him. It's going to be great. And the way that I want to do it is we'll each go head-to-head with him.
Oh.
And in two different years. So now he told me, all right, well, I could do 81. Like, he probably skews a little bit earlier like you than I do. So
I don't really go 81.
No,
I've never pulled that back.
I went 83. And by the way, I went to buy packs last night on eBay for 83.
Yeah.
They're like $30 a pack.
For one pack? What, tops?
Can we expense that, by the way?
Yeah. How many did you get?
I bought two because you have to do the head-to-head. So I bought a couple.
Wow.
Yeah, so
all right.
I got an invoice.
That's
we got
a good job.
That. But so we have, he's going to get to pick where he wants to go against you, 83, 84, 85.
Oh, man.
And then I would say for me, it could either be 85, 87, 88, 89.
This is going to be awesome.
This
is going to be awesome.
Fresh packs. No, because you know, sometimes I'll have the dummy packs
back
there.
Sure.
These are fresh, brand new packs.
Nice.
And any cards that we pull that are worth money, I'm getting.
Of course, so of course. You put it out. Did you ask him why they didn't trade Hill for Tucker?
No, did you ask him
why they're going to trade Strowman? I wish you would have called me. I would have got some answers.
Well, that's what we want to have him in.
Of course, of course.
We'll get those when we have
them on.
I thought he would like that. All right, BT and Sal.
That's
on the
my manager. Get back. Mendy hasn't called.
I don't want to bring up Mendy with Boone. He got mad at me for ripping Mendy. Boone, I called him Boone's lackey, I think. Now I love him. Yep. I was wrong about that.
You
I can't be right about
that.
Everything.
Didn't like the hire in case people forgot.
BT, I love both New York managers. BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Talking Pete Alonso. Chris is in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Listen, on the Mets thing, you know, first off, the one good news about the Alonso thing being drawn out is we don't have to hear all these calls about Trevor Bauer every day. So that might be one plus.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. We had Bauer in what last year in studio.
We talked about him a lot last year. Yeah. And by the way, exactly. I stand by what I said. I think he should get a chance to come back, but I don't think he will.
It's interesting that we haven't heard any more about that. Yeah.
That ship has sailed. Yeah, I can't even do it anymore. We lobbied for him because I thought he. Come on, it's over.
I know, but on the Pete thing. So isn't Stearns? Look, first of all, Stearns has yet to pull one major trade since he's been leading the Mets here. So I think he's got some trades in him, and I agree with what BT said. And we're finally at a point as Met fans where we have an owner who has money, will spend, and a decent farm system. So we're in a position where we can make trades and add by trades, not just free agency. And isn't Stearns ultimately doing with Alonso very much what Cashman did with Jeter? Find your best offer and come back. And Cashman was lauded for playing that right. And Jeter came back, and there was no hard feelings, right?
No, there was, actually. Jeter was pissed. Jeter never forgot. He was pissed. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
I'm not sorry. Yeah.
That's all right.
But he did ultimately it worked. I mean, he got him back at the price that they wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah. True. So that's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, just big picture on the Mets for a second. I was just kind of thinking about this. So just the overall direction and health of the franchise. They've got the wealthiest owner.
Right.
All right? They've got a young superstar general manager. They've got a terrific, youngish manager. They've got one of the absolute best players in baseball in his absolute prime.
Right.
And they've replenished the minor leagues.
Right.
Like, when was the last time you could say that about the Mets?
Yeah.
Never.
You could see this coming years ago. It's why we were joking around. I remember talking about, I could see the Mets ascending here. Now, they had to execute, and Soto's a big part of that because you could bring up all those things that you just said, but still not have the superstar top player in his prime.
Yep.
That's why they had to get him. Now they've kind of completed that, still need to complete the team here, and then they have to have the hardest part, BT, the sustained success, the results on the field. But I think if you're a Met fan, you got to be happy with where the organization's at and trust the guys in charge. All right, when we come back, we'll get back to your calls. We'll keep it going with Pete Alonso here. We'll work in some of the other stuff later on this hour. But more Pete Alonso and your calls, BT and Sal on the Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.